Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after one-fifth of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. The vote was a major test for Abiy, who came to power in 2018 and oversaw dramatic political reforms, but has been accused by critics of backtracking from some promises. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. Officials removed two Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, including one that was at the center of a deadly riot in 2017 on Saturday. We get more from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Cheers broke out Saturday after a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was lifted from its base and removed entirely in Charlottesville, Virginia. On Saturday, Charlottesville Mayor Nakia Walker spoke to a crowd gathered to watch the statue depart.
As this community and our country attempts to reconcile with this hypothesis of white supremacy, I hope that we can move to an authentic healing by embracing truth.
This comes nearly 4 years after white supremacist protests over plans to remove it led to clashes in which a woman was killed after she was run down by a car driven by a self-described neo-Nazi. A statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was also removed Saturday in another city park.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. The world's top finance officials have endorsed plans for a global minimum corporate tax. Ministers from the group of 20 countries representing most of the world's economy announced their backing at a meeting Saturday in Venice. Under the global 15% minimum tax plan, companies' home countries would tax them if their profits overseas go untaxed. That would be a deterrent to moving profits to countries with very low tax rates, so-called tax havens. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a global minimum tax level would stop a self-defeating competition in which countries have lowered their rates to attract companies. Details remain to be worked out ahead of approval by G20 leaders in October.
微信关注可可双语精读公众号，免费获取海量讲解笔记。